You're listening to SBS News.
Every day, 20 Australians die from a heart attack. Leo Tannoy is acutely aware of the danger.
So every day, I say to myself, Dad passed away at 52 of a heart, you know, disease and stroke and stuff like that. And I'm 50 years old and, you know, I have to be responsible.
Cardiovascular disease can be linked to genetics, but is also related to diet and exercise. At 150 kilograms, Leo Tannoy had high cholesterol, which puts him at risk of a heart attack. So the former NRL player took action, dropping 30 kilograms and taking medication consistently. But a new report by the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute shows many people with high cholesterol don't do enough to minimise the risks. The study examined more than 100,000 Australians who've had a heart attack or stroke before and found almost half were failing to reduce their cholesterol to safe levels. This is despite the majority being prescribed medication. The Institute's professor, Tom Marrick, says it's unclear whether patients are missing out on medication or just not taking it.
It's really the completion of the process of starting treatment, but then checking on the response of treatment, and if it's not enough, then adding another medication to get it to where it needs to go.
The authors of the study suggest follow-up appointments could save lives. Ulatunga Alofi Dorbene is a doctor from Western Sydney, and she says GPs need to understand their patients' culture in order to help them live a healthy life.
It's not a good idea to change the food, but rather to look at maybe the portion size, look at ways that it's been prepared, give advice about, well, we're going to have this huge meal. What are we going to do afterwards? Why don't we have a walk afterwards rather than just have a nap?
Leo Tannoy now plans to make the most of what he considers the bonus years of life by taking control of his heart health. Lucy Murray, SBS News.